Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Mishnah Gimel says, Ad shelo nimchaka ha-megillah amar eini shosa. Until the scroll which contains God's name has been erased, the woman can simply refuse to drink. What happens if she refuses? Megillasa nignezes u-minchasa mispazeres al-hadeshen. If she refuses to drink, then the scroll that was written for her is put into Shemus, it's hidden away, and her sacrifice is just thrown out. Ve'ein megillasa k'shera lahashkos ba-sota acheres. And her scroll cannot be used in the process of sota with another woman. Let's take a look at the Bart Nora, who will explain why that is. De'be'inon k'siva l'shma. It has to be written specifically for her. De'ksiv, because the Torah tells us. V'asa l'ha kohen. The kohen prepares it for her. Kol asiyasa l'shma. So every step of the process must be done specifically for the woman in question. Back in the Mishnah. Nimchaka ha-megillah. So let's say the scroll has already been erased. Va'amra tamea ani. And she says, you know what? I did it. I'm guilty. In that case, hamayim nishpachim u'minchasa mispazeres al hadeshen. The water is spilled out, and her sacrifice is thrown away. Let's take a look at the Bart Nura again. Tekevon da'amra tamea ani. Since she says, I'm guilty. I committed adultery. Then the matter has been established. We know what's what. The whole point of going through this is to find out if she's innocent or guilty, and she has confessed. And the only reason we have this sota water is in order to clarify a case of doubt. Since she told us what's what, the doubt has been clarified, there's no need to go through with the drinking. Back in the Mishnah. Nimchaka ha-megillah, if the scroll has been erased, va'amra eini shosa, and she says, I refuse to drink. So she's not admitting guilt. She just says, you know what, I'm not drinking. Ma'arimosa umashkin es balkarcha. In that case, she's forced and made to drink the water against her will. And that's the only circumstance in which the woman is forced to drink against her will. Until the scroll is erased, she can opt out at any time. Even after the scroll is erased, she can confess if she's guilty. So why does she refuse to drink if she's not confessing? So the Bart Nura says, "Didilma taharahi, maybe she's innocent, umach must be usasa kamra, and she's only speaking because she's afraid. So she's not confessing to something that she didn't do, but she refuses to drink because she's scared. So that's why she's forced to drink, because we still need to resolve the doubt. Let's move on to Mishnah Daled. Eino mas pekes lishtos, ad shepaneha morikos ve'eneha boltos, v'hi mesmoles gidin. She doesn't even finish drinking before her face gets all washed out and her eyes bulge and she's filled with veins. They protrude. Behem omrim hotziuha, hotziuha. And they say, get her out of here, get her out of here. Shalositame es hazara, so that she shouldn't make the hazara of the temple unclean. Now, if you have been following Sota since the beginning of our Mishnah, since the beginning of our study of this Mishnah, then you will recall that I said that people imagine she explodes on the spot, and it's not necessarily so. So doesn't what I just read contradict what I said previously? Not so clear, because let's continue reading this Mishnah. Im yesh lo zchus, if she has merits, haisa tola ba, it can suspend the punishment. Yesh zchus tola shana achas, there's merit that suspends it for a single year. Yesh zchus tola shtei shanim, there's merit that suspends it for 2 years. Yesh zchus tola shlosh shanim, there's even merit that suspends punishments, doesn't eradicate it, but it suspends it for up to 3 years. Mikan Omer ben Azai, and ben Azai said, Chayev Adam lelamed es bito Torah. Because of this, a man is obligated to teach his daughter Torah. Because this way, if she's ever in a circumstance where she needs to drink this water, then the merit of Torah can suspend her punishment. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Call him Malamed es bito Torah, kiilu malamda tiflus. Anyone who teaches his daughter Torah is like he's teaching her promiscuity. And this is an ancient equivalent of the type of debates that people have nowadays when it comes to the HPV vaccine, for example. So one idea is that you want to protect someone from potential consequences as best you can, but the other argument is if you give them protection, they're more likely to get into the dangerous situation. So it's a very similar argument there. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Rotza Isha Bakav Tiflus, Mitisha Kavin Uprishus. A woman would rather have a little with conjugal benefits than a lot without. Huhaya Omer, and he also said, Chasid Shota, a foolish, righteous person, Varasha Arum, and a sneaky evildoer, Veisha Prusha, and a woman who makes a big showing of her abstinence, Umakos Prushin, and somebody who has wounds from his seeming holiness, Hare Elu Mechale Olam. These are evil things that damage the world. Now let me explain what those four things are. I won't be reading these inside, I'll just tell them to you outside. The case of the Chasid Shota, the foolish righteous person, is, for example, a man who's walking along and he sees a woman drowning. And she's like, save me, save me. He's like, no, wouldn't be tznias dick. I'm not going to do it, not appropriate. You know, men and women don't mix. And he lets her drown. So that's a foolish, righteous person. The Rasha Arum, the sneaky evildoer, that's someone, for example, who goes to a judge in a court case and talks up his friend and tells him all his merits and slants the judge's opinion. So he's got plausible deniability, but he's a sneaky evildoer. The Isha Prusha is a woman who makes a big show about how abstinent she is, and she's not really quite so good as she makes it out. And Makos Prusha, in the wounds of holiness, is somebody who, for example, who binds his eyes, so he shouldn't see anything inappropriate, and then he ends up banging into walls and things like this. So these are bad things, and I'll actually skip ahead. I'll just read the Bartnura on that. It says, "Shorotzim laharos labrios shehem chasidim ve'ein tochem kiboram." They want to show the world how righteous they are, and you know what? Their insides don't match their outsides. So it's actually a statement against posers, against fakers, against hypocrites, and all of these people have that aspect of hypocrisy. Okay, let's take a look in the Bartnura, starting at the beginning of this Mishnah. Eno mas pekes lishtos. The woman doesn't even finish drinking. Begemara muchiach de masnisan Rabbi Akiva hi. We see in the Gemara that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Savarka Rabbi Shimon, who agrees with Rabbi Shimon, damar makriv minchasa va'akar kach mashka osa, who says that they offer the sacrifice and afterwards she drinks. The kamadah lo karva minchasa lo budke lo maya, because the waters don't test her until after the sacrifice is offered. So if you're saying that she's still drinking when she would see the effects, then you'd have to say that the sacrifice was already given. But of course, we already said that we don't follow Rabbi Shimon, so this particular detail is not according to halacha lemaisa. So they say, get her out of here, shalos hitame es ha'ezara, that she shouldn't make the Azara impure. Lo mitumas mace kamar. It's not talking about if she dies, then it would be tumas mace, corpse impurity. Ela shelo tifros nida. But rather, she shouldn't have a menstrual flow as a result of the oncoming affliction. Visitame shar nikanur ve'ezras nashim. And, which would make the nikanur gate and the women's section impure. Shetetze derach sham, because that's the way she would go out. She nida v'zava asurin lichnos b'har habayis, because a nida and a zava, woman who has a flow, are not permitted on the Temple Mount. Ava meis atzmo mutar lachnisa lahar habayis. A corpse is not barred from the Temple Mount itself. Ulashar nikanur, and he's not barred from the nikanur gate. Shlonis kadshu b'kedushas ha'azara, because those don't have the sanctity of the azara. So it's a different type of impurity, and while it may be a lesser impurity than corpse impurity, different forms of impurity have different rules. So it's not the corpse impurity we're worried about in this case, even though one might assume that. Now we said that according to the opinion of Ben Azai, one should teach his daughter Torah in order to suspend punishments if she's ever in this circumstance. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, a man who teaches his daughter Torah teaches her tiflus, which I translated as promiscuity. And the Bartnura translates tiflus as chibur mishkav anashim. So she wants to have intimacy. We also said rotza isha bakav. A woman would rather have a little with conjugal rights than a lot without them. So she wants a little. Lizon mazonos muatim viyu tashmish matzoila. She would rather have a little bit of sustenance with intimacy. Mitisha kavinu precious, she'd rather have that than nine times as much with abstinence. Livrosh min hatashmis, to abstain from intimacy. Okay, so there's the explanation for what goes on in that Mishnah. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow. We will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.